lot of people want to know any more information you might have at all, Kate. I mean, here's a guy, a geneticist. He was at Roswell, and now he's not happy doing the work he's doing, whatever it is, at China Lake. Any more hints you can give us about...
Oh, definitely, Art. And I do apologize that this is such a lengthy story.
That's okay. Go right ahead.
A lot I'm leaving out, but just the gist of it is... that was the last time I saw him, but during the conversation on my lunch hour, I let him know that I knew his name was not Roger, and I said, I know you feel that we're being watched, so why don't you just blink your eyes once for yes, twice for no? So the conversation was, you were at Roswell. He blinked once for yes. I said, the stories that we have heard over the 40-some-odd years, 50-some-odd years, are they all true? He blinked twice for no. I said, was there a crash of a UFO? He blinked once. The gist of it was that a little less than a fourth of the information that's out there is correct. He said the rest of it is not correct.
Even a fourth ain't bad.
Even a fourth ain't bad. And so I was being a smart person. I won't say that on the air, but I said, did this creature like strawberry milkshakes, like we all heard about? And his face softened as though he was remembering a memory that actually made him happy, and he blinked once. Oh. And my zinger, you know, we all have our intuition. Well, I call mine my zinger, and my zinger went off, and I knew this man was there. I knew he was telling the truth, and I knew this man was scared. I never saw him again after that day. To get the story going, during this next 6 months, various animals were found out in Inyokern, which is west of China Lake, by about, excuse me, about 8 miles.
Yes.
Being the animal lover I am, it really bothered me when I heard some of these stories. The first one was a rabbit, and this is pertinent to what I believe Roger was doing on the base.
Sure.
So some children, an 8-year-old, 9-year-old, and 11-year-old, they're all brothers, were out riding their bikes in Inyokern where they lived, and they heard this horrible screaming sound, thought it was a cat. Well, they followed the sound and found a domestic rabbit, not a cottontail or a jackrabbit like you find out in the desert, but a domesticated rabbit, and it had a partial head growing out of the back of its neck. The mouth was clearly visible. It had one eye, and the rest of it, you could tell that it was like something trying to come out, like a Harry Potter movie, trying to come out of the back of its head, and it upset the boys so bad that one of the boys rode back, got his father. His father brought out a handgun, and once he saw it, he shot it, thinking it was just some environmental mishap.
Yes.
Well, the kids didn't want to leave the rabbit, so they buried it. And the next day, they went back to put flowers on its grave and to say a small prayer, because their father was in such a hurry to get him away from it that they found the carcass missing. It had been dug up by an animal.
Correct.
Well, another cat was found, and this cat was fine. There was nothing wrong with it. It was not upset, hurt, or anything, but it had two tails.
Two tails.
Two tails.
Roger's work.
Could be. Could very well be.
How many animals like that?
My story's 18. I'm sure there's more than that. I'm
18
sure there's
animals in the area.
The biggest one was... some college kids, driving north on 395, heading towards Mammoth for a camping trip. They hit a dog. The dog, they stopped, got out of the car. They said the dog had a leg growing out of its left flank and a leg growing out of its right flank. They said that the leg was half the length of the dog's legs. They said the dog was a lab mix, a small lab mix. They thought it was dead. They walked back to the car. It was in the headlights. walked back to the car to get a blanket because they just did not want to leave it at the side of the road. And on the way back with the blanket, it got up and looked at them and then ran off down into the desert, into the night. And they couldn't find it. They said they looked and looked and looked, but they never saw it.
Oh, brother.
So anyway, there were animals like this. Well, in the summer, I had a friend who was a police officer, and he called one night, and he said, "You're not working on Friday night. Why don't you do a ride-along?" And I'm like, "Hey, great, no problem." Ridgecrest is not really, you know, a big spot for a lot of excitement, so I thought, you know, what the heck.
Sure.
So we were having dinner, and we got a call. And some woman out in Inyokern, once again, out in Inyokern, called and had complained about a week straight, saying that there was a bear going through her trash can.
Mm-hmm.
And she called, and nobody paid any attention. She said, "I want somebody out here now." So they called my friend, and we went out there, and he told me, "You stay in the car." I'm like, "Yeah, right, sure." So I got out of the car with him. We walked around. She was out in Inyokern. There's mobile homes. There's not any houses, just to set the picture. There were three rows of mobile homes that went down about a mile. They're each on about an acre. And down at the very end of one of these little dirt roads was a big dumpster. And this woman was standing on the porch of her mobile home. Her dogs were in the front yard barking at this creature. And we went around. We heard this grunting noise. Go around the corner of the fence where the bush is, and we see what we thought was a bear. But there are no bears in the desert. But when it turned around, I could not believe my eyes. And my friend Daryl just about, I just...
Try me. Give me the best description.
It was about 7 feet tall. Daryl was about, he's been deceased for a while, but he was 6'3". So I know... This thing had to have been about 7 feet. It was upright like a man. It had greenish-brown fur all over it. It wasn't ape-like. It was definitely a male. And I don't think I need to tell you how I knew that, but it smelled terrible of blood, urine, feces. It was terrible. But it made no apparent action towards us. It was like, oh, you know, audience. Went back to dumpster diving. He pulled out a sack of Carl's Jr. hamburger stuff and was eating. He didn't care that we were standing there.
Yes.
And the woman was standing there screaming at us, "Get that thing out of my garbage can."
I'm sure.
And
so what'd you do?
So anyway, I just yelled at it. I said, "Hey." I mean, when it looked at me, I swear, it looked like it had human eyes.